Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a very, very short story with a very, very big message. The story goes like this. Once upon a time, there was a great Rebbe and Tzaddik named Menachem Mendel of Lubavitch. Now, that's different than the seventh Lubavitcher Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson. This is Menachem Mendel, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he lived in the town of Lubavitch, which the town of Lubavitch is in Russia. It's actually still there today. And some of the Lubavitcher Rebbes, several of them, lived and served as Rebbes in the town of Lubavitch, and that's why it's called Lubavitcher Chassidim. So in any case, Menachem Mendel, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, instructed the teachers of all of his grandchildren, the Malamdim, the teachers, that besides all their regular studies, they should also teach them the simple meanings of all the words of the davening, so that the grandchildren would be able to daven and know exactly what they are saying to Hashem. And every once in a while, the teachers would test the grandchildren to make sure that they were learning properly. And there was an emphasis on the fact that it was a simple meaning of the words. That is, that there's very many meanings of the words of our davening. There's many, many svarim full of the meanings of the davenings, not just the simple meaning, but much deeper meanings on all different levels. But here we are talking about knowing the simple meaning of the words of the davening. That's the story. A very short story. Not much adventure in that story, except for that every month or so, the Tzemach Tzedek would actually test out the grandchildren to make sure that they were learning the simple meaning of the words in the davening. But what's the big message? The big message is that it's important for us to know what is it that we are saying to Hashem in our davening. Now, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, most probably you grew up speaking Hebrew. And therefore, it's probably pretty easy for you to say the words of a bracha or a tefillah and to know exactly what you're saying. And probably it's a little bit easier to realize that you are speaking to Hashem. But if you grow up in a country in which you did not grow up speaking the language of Hebrew, the holy language, then it's quite possible that you don't know the meanings of many of the words of davening. And therefore, it will take study to understand what are the words that I'm saying. If I'm davening in Hebrew, if I'm praying in Hebrew, what's the meaning of these words? Now, if you don't know Hebrew and you're davening in English, let's say if you live in America or England, or French if you live in France, or Greek if you live in Greece, or Russian if you live in Russia, or whatever country you live in, and you're saying words in the language you know, okay, then you know what the meaning of the words are that you're saying. But if you are living in a country in which Hebrew is not being spoken most of the time, and you don't know the language so well, but you have been taught to read the words in Hebrew, then you have this special challenge, which is to learn the meanings of the words of the davening. Now, you might say, wait a minute, there's a lot of words in this davening. There's a lot of pages that I say in Hebrew, and I really don't know what those words mean. It's going to take a long time for me to learn this. Very true. Little by little, one tefillah at a time, one verse at a time, one word at a time. But that is an important thing to do, so that when we daven to Hashem, we really do know exactly what we're saying. And by knowing what we're saying, then we could have much more kavanah, we could have much more intention, and we could put much more of our self emotionally into our prayers. And that is, after all, what prayers are, that we are speaking to Hashem. And interestingly enough, when we say and ordinary blessings such as Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, we actually do say, blessed are you Hashem. And the word you is a word that we use only if the person is right in front of us. If I am speaking about somebody, I say he or she. But if I say you, that means that person is right in front of me. And if I say, blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, that means I'm speaking to Hashem in a way that he is right in front of me. And that is what davening is. It is speaking directly to Hashem. Now, the more we learn about davening, the more we learn about the Torah and the mitzvahs, the more we learn especially the teachings of Chassidus, which teach us to understand something more about Hashem than we would otherwise understand, the more our davening can mean to us. And therefore, a person might spend a few minutes before they start davening thinking about how they're about to daven to Hashem, or thinking about something they know about Hashem, thinking about Hashem's greatness, thinking about Hashem's kindness. And some people might spend a lot of time before davening or during davening or after davening thinking about this. In fact, the Mishnah tells us that the original Hasidim, the early Hasidim, those people who were especially careful with Torah and mitzvahs, would spend 9 hours a day davening. They would spend 1 hour preparing, meaning thinking about Hashem and who they were davening to. Then they would spend 1 hour in the davening, and they would spend 1 hour after the davening, thinking perhaps how to bring those ideas into their everyday life. I'm not sure exactly what they thought about during that extra hour. And they would do the same thing for the afternoon davening, the same thing for the evening davening. So davening can be 9 hours a day. Or a person might not have time for that, and davening may be only a few minutes a day. But whatever it is, this is what the story is teaching us, that when it comes to saying the words of davening, the main thing is to know what I am saying to Hashem. What are the meanings of these words that I'm saying to Hashem? The simple meaning, the very simple meaning. What am I saying to Hashem? What am I asking from Hashem? What am I thanking Hashem for, and so forth? And through improving our davening, may this be a big schus, a big merit for all of us, all of the Jewish people, and all of the people of the world, the good people of the world. And may this be a merit that will free all the hostages, that will heal all the Jewish people who have been injured from the war, injured physically, injured mentally, injured emotionally, and may it bring Mashiach quickly, immediately, if not sooner. Thank you so much for listening and joining Jewish Stories and More. If you would like to sponsor a story, you may email me at jewisheducate@gmail.com. jewisheducate@gmail.com. Email me anytime if you would like to sponsor a story. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.